Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. This is Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Ayin Tes, Chapter 79, in response to devastation. This perek describes the devastation and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And like so many other parts of Tehillim which describe painful situations, the perek ends on a note of positivity, which is a great lesson for each of us. Pasuk Aleph, Mizmor la'asaf Elokim, ba'u gayim b'nachlasecha, Tzimu eseichal kadshecha, samu es Yerushalayim le'iyim. Asam by Asaf, Hashem, the nations have entered your inheritance, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. They desecrated your holy sanctuary and turned Yerushalayim into heaps of rubble. If you've ever been blessed to visit the land of Israel, if you've been in Yerushalayim, take a moment now and use your imagination. Picture Yerushalayim destroyed, walls down, buildings crumbled. Picture it as a heap of rubble. This is not a story. This is the reality that the Jewish people experienced. And the more real we can make it, the more we can tune in to the power of the Tehillim, because it becomes real to us. Pasuk Beis, Nasnu es nivlas avadecha, me'achal le'of hashamayim, besar chasidecha l'chayos aretz. They gave the corpses of your servants as food for the birds, the flesh of your faithful to the animals. People were killed and left out. Pasuk Gimel, Shafchu damam kamayim sevivos Yerushalayim ve'en kover. They spilled blood like water all around Yerushalayim, and there was no one to bury them. Pasuk Dalet, Hayinu cherpa l'shcheinenu, la'ag v'keles l'sivivosenu. We're the objects of ridicule for our neighbors. We are scorned and mocked by those around us. These psukim are reminiscent of the kinos we say on Tisha B'Av, the physical and emotional devastation of the Jewish people when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was immense. The psalmist then turns to Hashem in tefillah. Pasuk Vav, and this language may sound familiar to you from the Haggadah. Shifoch hamascha el hagayim, asher lo yidoucha, ve'amam lachos, asher b'shimcha lo karao. Hashem, pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, on the kingdoms that do not call your name. Pasuk Ches, al tizkar lanu avonos rishonim. Maher yikad munu rachamecha ki dalonu ma'od. Hashem, don't recall our sins of the past. Instead, let your mercy come quickly, for we are now so weak. The parak ends, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'anachnu amcha v'tzon ma'risecha, noda l'cha li'olam l'dor v'dor nesaper tihilasecha. We are your people, Hashem, the flock that you care for, and we will thank you forever. Throughout all generations, we will tell your praise. What an amazing people we are part of. What an amazing people you are part of. The Jewish people have been through so much. The description of Yerushalayim in rubble, of blood flowing and bodies left out unburied is horrific. Our response? We don't sink into depression. We don't give up. We turn to Hashem, raising our voice, doing tshuva, and as Radak explains on this last pasuk, we praise Hashem regardless of whether we personally experience salvation or not. Hopefully none of us have or will experience anything like the devastation described in this perek, but many of us will or have had dark, hard periods in our personal lives. Let us take a lesson from how our ancestors responded. Let us turn to Hashem, talk to Him, cry to Him, improve in the areas of our life that need improving, and praise Hashem, Le'olam, forever. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilu Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Besfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.